The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us begin Be'ezer Hashem, Klanch of Gimel, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Ktas Dinei Kriya Sefer Torah, some of the halachis of laning, of reading from the Sefer Torah. Os Aleph, Shemoitzien es a Sefer Torah, Min Ha'aroin, HaKodesh, V'noisin Oisai, El HaTeva, Shekarim Ba'isham, when the Sefer Torah is taken out of the Ark of the Aron Kodesh and is carried to the platform, to the bima upon which it is placed while being read. Noisin oisai derech tzafa, and it is brought via the north, shohu liyamin hanose. So when one would be facing the congregation, the path he would take would be to the right, to his right, and he would follow his right and walk down that side towards the bima. When the Sefer Torah is returned to the Aron, Nosen Oso Derech Darom, it is brought via the southern route. So it comes down the other way, and the source for this is a verse in Yecheskel that when one would enter the Beis HaMikdash, he would always leave from a different door than the one he came into. Perhaps the idea is that one is to be elevated and doesn't just turn on his heels and come back the same way. He now walks out a different door. And likewise, the Aron Kodesh is to be taken from a different direction. Utsrichen lahachzik is the Sefer Torah b'yad yamin, and the Sefer Torah should always be held with one's right arm, or both arms, but not using the left hand alone. Mitzvah kol adam shasefer Torah over lafanov sheyalava oisoi ad halatova. Anyone whom the Sefer Torah passes before must follow the Sefer Torah. There's a mitzvah for him to follow the Sefer Torah all the way to the bima as a respect and honor for the Torah. Continues the Kitzur in Ois Beis. Ha'ayla la Torah, one who is receiving an aliyah, who is called up to the Torah, yeshle lehis'ateh betalis metzuyetzes, he should wrap himself in a talis with fringes, a kosher talis. If one is borrowing a talis from his friend, just for a few moments to use for the aliyah, he need not make a bracha. It is more complicated when taking a congregational talis, one belonging to the tzibur, to the shul, and the Mishnah Berurah essentially paskins that he would have to make a bracha, even if he's merely putting it on for a few moments. Perhaps there is room to be lenient if he's not going to wrap himself on, with it as he would when putting on his talis, completely cover his face with the talis, and I believe the prevalent custom is not to make a bracha when putting on a congregational talis, even a congregational talis for the aliyah. Nevertheless, one should preferably borrow a talis from someone else rather than use the talis which is available at the bima, which belongs to the congregation. The Oyla B'Derech Tzara, he ascends the Bima, he approaches the Sefer Torah using the shortest possible route. The Yair B'Derech Arukan, upon returning to his seat, he would follow a longer path, thereby displaying his enthusiasm and eagerness to go up to the Torah, and that it's difficult and arduous for him to leave the Torah and go back to his seat. Ve'im shnei hadrachim shavim, if both approaches are equally distant, ayla b'derech hayamin ve'yoyred b'derech hasheni, he would then go up to his right He would follow the path to his right, going up to the bima, and he would return from the other direction, from descending on the other side of the bima. V'noagin shehumantin ad shehoila achrov omar abracha ha'achroina. The meaning is to wait at the bima until the individual receiving the aliyah after him has completed the final bracha after his reading. So he would wait for the following aliyah in its entirety. V'yoreh ben gavra l'gavra, and he would only leave the bima between aliyahs so as not to miss a laning. Ois gimel. Paiseach es ha-sefer Torah. Upon beginning his aliyah, he would open the sefer Torah. V'royeh be'ezem okem yikra. He should see where in the sefer Torah the reader is about to read from. And he holds the Sefer Torah open with both hands, meaning he holds both atzechayim, both handles, the poles of the Sefer Torah. He would hold both. The soiger einav, and he closes his eyes. The oimer baruch is Hashem mevarach, and he begins his bracha, his aliyah, by reciting Baruch Hu, joining the congregation to bless Hashem's name. Mishnah Berurah points out that although the Rama writes that one should turn his head sideways when reciting the bracha so as not to appear to be reading the brachas from the Torah, this is the method that the Kitzer suggests is the preferred one, where one would just close his eyes completely. There are those who maintain that he could close the Sefer Torah and then make a bracha, and one may follow the minig if it exists in that shul. The Mishnah Berurah points out that one should hold the Sefer Torah even while laning, and we'll see more about that in the Kitzur coming up. Mirtz Hashem. V'yesh lo loymar b'koil, one should recite Baruch Hu and the bracha aloud. Kadei sheyishmu kol hakol, ve'im oinim Baruch Hashem ha-mevarach lo'olam v'od, so that everyone will hear and be able to respond. And b'koil meaning loud enough for nine others to hear and respond, like with every Dovrus of B'Kedusha, where a minyan would be required. The Shulchan Aruch mentions that there are those who hold that if one did not recite at least Baruch Hu out loud, he would have to say it again. V'im lo shamu hatzibur samavarich, if the tzibur did not hear the bracha directly from the person reciting that bracha, afal pisha shamu shehashliach tzibur one, although they heard the Baal Koreh or the Gabai reciting Baruch Hashem and Baruch Olam Vaed, so they realized based on the Shliach Tzibur's response that Baruch Hu had been recited, Lo Yanu Imo. Nevertheless, they cannot respond with him because they did not hear Baruch Hu from the Mevarach himself. Only after the Shliach Tzibur completes his response of Baruch Hashem and Mevarach Olam Vaed, they would respond to the Gabai or the Baal Koreh with Amen. La'acha sha'anu ha'kol baruch Hashem ha'mevarach la'olam v'ed. After the congregation responds with baruch Hashem ha'mevarach la'olam v'ed, chozer ha'olah v'amer gamkin baruch Hashem ha'mevarach la'olam v'ed, the oiler reiterates that response. U'mevarach ha'bracha asher bachar banu v'chulu, he recites the bracha. And at that point, the congregation would respond with Amen. At that point, he removes his left hand from the Sefer Torah and continues holding the Sefer Torah, one of the pillars of the Sefer Torah, with his right hand. During the kriya, he would hold it only with his right. So the bracha before laning would be Asher Bachar Banu. If one accidentally began reciting Asher Nosan instead of Asher Bachar, if he realized before concluding the bracha with the Baruch Atah Hashem Nosan Atayrah, if at any point during the bracha, before reciting Hashem's name at the end of the bracha, he realized his mistake, he should at that point begin with Asher Bachar Banu. If, however, he did not realize until saying Baruch Atah Hashem of Nosan Atayrah, then he would switch the brachas, and that being that he said Nosan Atayrah before laning, he would recite Asher Bachar after laning. Likewise, if after the laning one said Asher Bachar instead of Asher Nasan, then again, if he realizes before the concluding Baruch Atah Hashem, he should go back to Asher Nasan. But if he only realized after Baruch Atah Hashem, then he needs to start again from Asher Nasan, recite the bracha again. That is what the Mishnah Berurah adds regarding one who makes a mistake in brachas. Hakorei, the Alkorei proceeds to read, to lane v'hu korei ime belachash, and the person receiving the aliyah would lane alongside him while looking in the Sefer Torah, reading from the Sefer Torah, and do so silently. Preferably, the Mishnah Berurah points out, he should not whisper in a way where the Ola himself can hear what he's whispering, but if he does so, that's also fine. Ve'ein ha'koyre rasha likrois, the koyre should not begin reading, ad sheyichla amin mipi hatzibur, until the congregation completes the amin response, until everyone in present, the last person has recited amin. The minig is that the koyre, the bal koyre, would respond amin with a tzibur loudly and extend his amin past that of the tzibur, so that people should realize that he is about to begin reading, and he should also pause briefly between his responding amen to the beginning of the laning. The chol hakol yechavnu daito mishmaya heito kriyas haTorah, the entire congregation should listen well to laning and concentrate on the words. La'achar hakriya choyzer ha'oyla v'oichazei gam b'smeila, after laning, the ola now holds the other pillar of the Sefer Torah, the other pole as well. V'goyloloi, now he would close the Sefer Torah, roll the two sides towards each other. U'mevarech bracha achroina, and would recite the bracha following laning, that of Asher Nasan Lanu Teras Emes, v'chayi olam olam nata b'secheinu, baruch atah Hashem noisein haTorah. Asher lecho es haSefer Torah be'atzmoi. All right, one should not hold a Sefer Torah with his bare hands, unless Mishra points out there's some need to repair something in the Sefer Torah, and if there's no other way of doing it, he should do so, and preferably should wash his hands first. Otherwise, if there's no real need to touch the Sefer Torah directly, one may not do so even after washing his hands. And therefore, being that one cannot touch a Sefer Torah with his bare hands, Ela Yechzoi Ala Dei Atalis, either he should hold it with a talis, and sometimes when one has to pull up the scroll of the Sefer Torah and to make it even, then one should use a talis to do so, or a handkerchief, some other garment that would be between his hands and the Sefer Torah. Or he could hold the Sefer Torah with the using the pillars. There are those who are of the opinion that even with the pillars, one should not touch those directly. However, the prevalent custom is that we can't touch the wooden poles of the Sefer Torah without a talus.
Ha'oila v'gam ha'koyre tzrichim lamoid,
the one receiving the aliyah, the Baal Korei, must stand during laning, and that includes, the Mishnah Berurah adds, the Gabai, or anyone standing near the Sefer Torah. Vafilu rak lismoich al shum dover aser, and even to lean on anything is forbidden, and even if one is leaning slightly to the point that if the item that he's leaning upon would be removed, he would not fall, even that type of leaning is forbidden. Mishum detrichen lamid be'ema, because one has to stand in front of the Torah with reverence. The Hashem shenisna Torah be'ema, just like the Torah was given to us with awe with fright. We also need to approach the Torah with trepidation. The ach mishehu adam chalush, only someone who's ill or old and infirm and cannot stand. Yochad lismach tzas smicha kolduhu, he can lean to some degree. And if he needs to lean fully, that would also be okay. But he should not lean on the parochas, on the covering of the bima. He should lean on the bima itself, because the covering of the bima is used directly for the Sefer Torah. It has the status of tashmishi kedusha. It should not be used for mundane purposes. Aval. Okay, so that completes Ishei. At a time that the Ole begins his Aliyah, Tzrichim, and the congregation responds, Tzrichim kol atzibur lamoid, the members of the tzibur should stand. Aval b'sha sha'omer ha'bracha she'bachar banu, v'chein b'sha sakriya, b'sha sbracha achrona, however, during the brachos and during the laning itself, and including the bracha after laning, ein chiyuv sheyamdu akol, it is not an absolute obligation for the congregation to stand. Ela hamedaktikin b'mitzvos, those who are more scrupulous in their fulfillment of mitzvos, machmirim al atzmon v'omdim, they are stringent with themselves and they stand. V'chinochon, and this is more appropriate and recommended, but is not required. If one will concentrate better sitting down, he should certainly sit for laning. Ava ben gabra le gabra in lach makal, there's absolutely no reason to be stringent and stand up during the break, ben gabra le gabra, between aliyos. Im ha-koyre ba'atzma hu oilo la Torah, if the reader himself is receiving the aliyah, tzarech shiyamun achar etzlo, it is insufficient for there to be one person standing near the Sefer Torah during laning. There needs to be someone else with him. Shekashem shenitna atara al desarser, just like the Torah was given through an intermediary who was Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom, kach anu tzrichin linog bali desarser. So, in addition to the korei, in addition to the Ole, who's so to speak receiving the Torah, there has to be an intermediary, someone else who is acting in the role of the person presenting or transmitting the Torah. And therefore, there need to be a minimum of two people. The prevalent custom, Mishnah Berurah points out, is that there should be three people near the Sefer Torah to resemble the threesome of the Rabbanu Shlomo, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael, which was the configuration at the time of Matan Torah. Kivan shehischil hakorei likrois, once the reader begins reading, asur lekol hakol ledaber afilu b'divrei Torah, the congregation cannot speak even in words of Torah, afilu ben gavra legavra, and this would include speaking between aliyos. Mishnah Berurah points out that even before the actual reading begins, as soon as the Sefer Torah is opened for the first Aliyah, one cannot speak. Although the Kitzur writes unequivocally that one should not speak even in learning between Aliyos, the Mishnah Berurah brings that one can be Mekel and learn to himself between Aliyos. One should not, however, speak with others in learning, lest he continue speaking into the laning. However, if he has to can give a psak. If he needs to respond to a halachic query, he may do so at that time, because there is not that much of a concern that he will continue into laning. Even if there are 10 people remaining in shul listening to laning, one is not allowed to leave. Aval bin gavra le gavra sha sefer Torah megulales, if it's between aliyahs that the sefer Torah is closed, yachay lotzis letzarech gadol. At that point, he could leave if there's a great need for him to do so. And that is provided, the Mishnah Berurah adds, that he has already heard laning, or that he will return before the next aliyah. So even if he did hear laning and will return, he may only leave bin gavra le gavra, and even that only for a great need. The Bi'ar Lacha adds that this should only happen occasionally, but one who does so regularly is certainly acting in a very inappropriate manner. Os Tes. Sheyesh Kohen v'Beis HaKnesses, if there's a Kohen present in Shul, Trichin Likros Osot Chila, he should be called up to the Torah first. Vafilu imhu am ha'aretz, even if this person is not a learned individual, Elashu Adam Krasha, but he is an upstanding Jew, hu kaidem afilu l'tamad chacham. This Kohen would have priority over a Tamad Chacham who is not a Kohen. The Bir Halacha does point out that one should not call up a Kohen Am Haaretz if there is a more learned Kohen present in Shul, if there is a Yisrael who happens to be a Tamad Chacham, a great scholar, then one should call up a Kohen who's somewhat learned rather than a Kohen who's an Am Haaretz. The Kohen has no right to waive and decline the honor of being called up to the Torah first, although the Kohen does have a right to decline other honors accorded him, such as leading the benching, leading in the after meal grace. However, when it comes to an aliyah for the Torah, where the honor of the Torah is involved, the Kohen cannot be mocha. The Achar HaKohen Karen Levi. Following the Kohen, a Levi would be called up. Second, v'im ein sham Levi, if there is no Levi, Kohen es ha-Kohen asher ola b'im Kohenai v'amri b'im Kohen Levi. The Kohen would be called up again for a second time. He would receive that second Aliyah, and as he's called up, it would be announced that he is receiving the Aliyah instead of a Levi. V'im ein Kohen u'beis ha-Knesses, if there is no Kohen present in Shul, Kohen b'im Kohenai Levi a-Yisrael. Then a Levi would be, or a Yisrael would be called up in his stead. When calling up someone to replace a Kohen, we would call up the greatest scholar present, even if there's another scholar who's not as great in Torah knowledge, and although he may be older, we would call up the younger, more learned scholar first. The Omrim, in that case, when a Levi or Yisrael is called up due to there not being a Kohen present, the Omrim im ein kan Kohen, Levi b'malkum Kohen. That it is announced that since and being that there is no Kohen, the Levi is being called up to replace the Kohen, a Yisrael b'malkum Kohen. Or it is announced that the Yisrael is coming instead of the Kohen. V'im karu Yisrael b'makom Kohen, if a Yisrael was called up instead of a Kohen, being because there was no Kohen present, ein karen achro Levi. In that case, a Levi is not to be called up, because if a Levi would be called up after the Yisrael, one would be led to believe that the Yisrael was indeed a Kohen. And therefore, to avoid that misconception, a Levi should not be called up after a Yisrael. Yishuv Shekulam Kohanim Leviim, if there is a city populated by all Kohanim or only Leviim, there is no Yisrael present. Yasu Shelas Chacham, they should ask a Shaila to a competent halachic authority. Eich Yisnagu, how to proceed when it comes to calling up for aliyos.